Gallup reported a year ago that distrust in the media had hit a new high, with 60% saying they had little or no trust in newspapers, TV, and radio when it came to reporting the news fully, accurately, and fairly. Dan Lucas of the Oregon Catalyst, OregonCatalyst.com, wrote about this the other day. Dan, how are you?
Very good, Bill. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm alive. I'm happy. I'm fine. I'm good. Good. Great. It's been one of those days.
Surviving.
Yeah, I'm surviving somehow. So I opened up the Triple L the other day, and I see your smiling face there with an editorial, and I read it. And that was how it started, basically. Tell us, this Gallup poll that you talked about, and you linked to it in the article, that Gallup's not exactly, do you think they're biased one way or the other politically?
No, I don't. Yeah. I think they're pretty middle of the road.
So they're saying 60% of people say, I just don't trust the media, really.
Yeah.
And it was media in general or anything more specific?
It's specifically newspapers, TV, and radio.
Okay. I guess that means me. Wow. Did they say just news?
Well, Bill, I think you got the 40%.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. So with that, tell us about how that plays with this recent story, which I've talked about a dozen times, but I'll continue to talk about it. As long as it's still a story, and it is a story, and that is the Gresham Bakery, Sweet Cakes by Melissa.
Yeah, exactly. So what got me, what prompted me to write that article, and I originally wrote it on Sunday for the Statesman Journal, and then I ran it again.
You said the name of the local litter box liner. That's cost you a dollar. There's a jar right here. You can put a dollar in. We don't say the name.
All right. I'll mail it to you.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
And then I ran it again today in Oregon Catalyst with a few of the more links in it. But basically, every time I would hear about the Gresham Bakery, Sweet Cakes by Melissa, I knew enough about it to know that the story they were presenting was so one-sided, so slanted, it just made me mad. And it's like, so how all the people in Oregon who are trying to stay informed, trying to, make decisions and everything, how on earth are they going to make informed decisions if they're only hearing half the story? It really made me mad.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I wrote that article. It's because a lot of the things that happened in that story were not reported. Or they would get reported, by one or two responsible news agencies, but everybody else would not only neglect to mention them, but they would spin things in a way to lead people down a road of false assumptions.
All right, let's take okay, maybe some specifics, what they did report as opposed to what they did not report.
Well, so the general story that's being spun, like in Willamette Week, sometimes they do okay, they're a little quirky, but sometimes they do okay, but on this they have just been awful.
Mm.
And the Oregonian has been generally pretty awful on this. But basically, the story they're spinning in COIN has been awful. They've been spinning the story that this bakery, this couple out in Gresham, discriminates against gays and lesbians, and they're being investigated by the state, and that's why they closed. So lots of falsehoods in that.
Yeah.
And the first one is, one of the things that rarely gets out there is that the bakery had actually sold a wedding cake to that same couple previously when it wasn't for a same-sex marriage. So they're not discriminating against them because they're gay or lesbian. They're saying, because of our religious beliefs, we can't be part of a same-sex marriage.
Which, by the way, as you point out, is prohibited by the Oregon Constitution.
Exactly. I mean, that's the amazing thing, is how can Boley or the Department of Justice take this seriously when in Oregon, same-sex marriage is prohibited by the Constitution.
Yeah. This has blown my mind from day one.
Right. And then the owners have said publicly they do sell their cakes and baked goods to gays and lesbians. They don't discriminate against people who are gay or lesbian. They just do not, because of their religious beliefs, they don't want to be part of a same-sex marriage, which, by the way, is against the Oregon Constitution.
And Dan, that's the part of the story that, you know, we've talked about it a whole lot here. That's the part, if this were, I don't know, I can't think of all the states, but let's say it was Massachusetts, California, wherever it is legal right now, I still don't think that the bully has a leg to stand on, but what you've just pointed out, the fact that it is prohibited, to me, they were within their rights.
Absolutely. And like you say, even if in a state where it's not prohibited, I still think then you have to look at, you know, the Oregon Constitution, and that's a whole other discussion, has very, very strong provisions for the protection of people's religious beliefs.
Yeah.
So, you know, that takes it into a whole other realm where I still believe that the owners are covered by our Constitution in following their religious beliefs.
Okay, again, Dan Lucas, Oregon Catalyst, and you can see the story at OregonCatalyst.com, or if you go to BillPost.com under On Today's Show, I've got a link there. So on September 1st, a whole bunch of different Oregon news outlets reported, as you said, the bakery was closing because of the complaint and the filing and all that sort of stuff, and that's not necessarily true, is it?
It's an absolute deception. And fortunately, KATU did a good job with this, and they let the owners, you know, say their part. And what the owners revealed was that they weren't closing because of these complaints. You know, the couple first tried to file a complaint with the Department of Justice, and the Department of Justice said, this isn't really our deal, try Boley. And the Boley case, who knows where that will go, and then I'm sure there's appeal processes if they do find something, because obviously the head of Boley is a very partisan political animal.
Yes, Brad Avakian. Yeah.
Yeah, and if he gets in trouble, he'll reach out to his friend Kate Brown.
Yep.
But so they're trying to portray it, the Oregonian and others are trying to portray it as, oh, this business is going out of business because they're awful people who won't serve gays and lesbians, and this complaint with Boley is helping to shut them down. And the owner said, no, that's not the case. The case is, these people who are trying to redefine marriage are so vicious and hateful, they have threatened and harassed our vendors to such a degree that our business has fallen off by more than half, and we just can't afford to keep the shop open anymore, so we're going to go to an in-home only.
In other words, they were threatening. So let's say the guy that brings the flour, or the guy that brings the sugar.
Well,
the guy...
also, and I think, you know, like in the if you bake wedding cakes, you know, how do people find out about you? So I'm assuming that their vendors, or even like somebody goes to a hotel and they say, oh, we want to have our reception here. Can you recommend a baker? Or, you know, they call a wedding photographer and they say, hey, we don't have a baker yet. Do you have something you can recommend? And those vendors have been threatened and harassed, so that they're no longer recommending sweet cakes, and so now their business has fallen off. So, and that goes way beyond a boycott.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
The owner described it as mafia tactics.
And tell us some of the things in your story. You mentioned some of the things that they've been told via mail and messaging and whatnot.
Yeah. So besides their vendors being threatened and harassed, they've also received a lot of hate mail and hate phone calls, including ones where they said the male owner should be shot.
Oh.
They said the male owner, they hope the male owner gets raped. And they said they hope, they called the wife, they called her a name I won't repeat, and said they hope that her kids get sick.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And this is the
and here's the thing, Bill.
The love.
Where is the outcry? Can you imagine if this were happening to a business that was owned by a gay or lesbian couple?
Oh, well.
You would not be able to sleep for the shrieking.
No. Front
the
page.
Media, the Kit Salver, all the leaders on the left would be just shrieking day and night. But nobody's saying a word about this on the left. And if they're not saying a word, to me that says they condone this.
That's right. Silence is the same thing. You bet. Let me ask you this, Dan: when you when the little box liner here in town put your article in, I saw it in the paper because I read it. I think it was a Sunday, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I read it Sunday afternoon, and then I went online on Monday, and Oh my goodness. You were, I think, the most commented article in the newspaper's website. Tell us a little bit about what you encountered there.
Yeah, you know, and I'm sure, you know, when you write something like that, you expect you're going to take some hits, and that's fine. But it gave me a small taste of what these poor business owners must have been dealing with.
Yes, exactly.
Very few people who responded to the article were even responding to my article. It's like they came with their own little agenda, and they wanted to, you know, pretty viciously pursue that agenda. But it just gave me a small taste of what, you know, the clients have had to endure just for standing up for their religious beliefs.
And what got me was how many times you posted, I think you posted in response, links to, they kept saying, so where's the police report? Where's the legal filings? Where's the proof? Where? How do you know all this? And you posted some links, didn't you?
Yeah, no, that was... You know, I try not to respond to commenters. I mean, unless somebody's asking what I view as to be a serious question, and I don't see that very often. But a couple different people were saying, "Oh, yeah, they claimed that their truck was broken." That was another thing. Their bakery truck got broken into.
Wow.
I mean, this is horrible. And so then these people, you know, they can't say, "Well, that's terrible. That shouldn't." I don't agree with this couple with their position on this, but I do say I want to condemn those horrific actions. No, very few people, almost nobody is saying that. They get real defensive, and then they deny that it's happening. It's like, oh my gosh. And so a couple of different people were saying, oh, there's been zero police report of that. Zero. And it's like, how can you say that? How ignorant. It's in the media. You know, that's one thing. That thing is, they're in isolation. Some of these things have been reported. So in KATU, the one that they verified that with the sheriff's office that a report was filed on the break-in.
Hmm.
And so then they back off for a minute and then try different, you know, forms of denial or some other thing. It's like, can't you just stand back for a minute and say, okay, I disagree with, you know, I disagree with this couple's religious beliefs or whatever else, but I will say I strongly condemn these tactics and these criminal acts against this couple. You know, there's just no room for that. But they're not saying that. They're defending these people.
Yeah, yeah. Boycott if you want. You know what? Knock yourself out.
Yeah.
But this other kind of tactics, and the fact that nobody in the media, in the mainstream media, is reporting any of this just absolutely makes me so angry I can hardly see straight. You know,
and I agree with you on that, Bill, because it presents a horrific caricature of people who are trying to follow their faith.
Yeah.
And most importantly right now, can you imagine being this couple and having this amount of hatred and lies told about you and the hateful acts that are being done to them? People should pray for these folks and give them all the encouragement they can. But this what's being done to them is so awful and so wrong, and I feel so sorry for them. This is not right. They should not be having to suffer this.
I want to read a paragraph at the end of your story. It says, the people working to redefine marriage are certainly well represented in the media and in the entertainment industry. They've enjoyed a saturation of the culture with their messaging for several years, and they've also enjoyed very selective editing, which stories get reported and how these stories are framed and reported. They can now look at polls, just which reflect the impact of their messaging saturation, and also use that as a justification for redefining marriage. That is so key. I have to tell you, last night my wife and I were, I don't know, we were flipping channels, watching a football game and doing something else, and five straight new, this has something nothing to do with what you're saying, but a little bit, five new fall TV programs are gay marriage related in the characters. And I said, honey, I thought it was only like 2 to 2.5, 3% of the entire country, and yet there's now five brand new shows. You talk about saturation. Yeah, we're getting saturated.
Exactly. No, it's been going on for several years.
Yep.
Where it's you know, they the people who are promoting the redefinition of marriage are very well represented in the media, very well represented in the entertainment industry, and sometimes through these brute force tactics. You know, people are afraid not to go along with it, and so that's why conservatives in Hollywood are you know, try to keep that on the down low, but. I'm with you, Bill. Every time I turn on the TV, every time I watch a movie, it's like, oh my gosh! I mean, are 95% of the couples in America now gay?
Yeah, that's what it makes. That's what it looks
because
like.
That's what it looks like if
exactly.
You look at all these new TV shows coming on.
It's absolutely. You would think by watching TV, right now that 95 to 98% of America is gay. And it's just not true.
They've been very effective at getting their messaging out there. Yeah. And they don't talk about what side effects, you know, for instance, how this will stomp on people's religious freedoms.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you, when I say media, I mean the mainstream. I'm talking, as you did mention, K2 did a fair report. But if K2, Coin, KGW, The Oregonian, somebody in the main media in Oregon would come forward and say, you know what, here's the whole story. We're going to look at both sides and do an investigative journalist piece. Yep. I would absolutely greatly admire that.
Me too. And to me, Bill, for all of us, we shouldn't accept anything less.
Yeah.
I mean, because I don't want to see this kind of bias being pro-conservative either.
No.
You know, we from our, you know, supposedly neutral media, we need to hear the whole story all the time. And that we are so far from that, it's despicable. And that's why the Gallup results were what they were last year.
No doubt.
People are not stupid. They can tell when people are trying to deceive them.
Yeah, I agree. Dan, thanks for writing that article and bringing that to our attention. I really appreciate it. And again, if you go to OregonCatalyst.com, that's always a great site anyway, not just this story, but many stories. Or if you just want a shortcut, go to BillPost.com under On Today's Show. There's a link there. Dan Lucas, thank you very much. Say hi to the fam for me.
Will do. Thank you, Bill.
All right. There you go. That guy's doing good hard work for all of us here in Oregon, trying to keep things on the right track. And I mean right.